A couple of weeks ago, we had a share on the subject of smichat geula litfila, the fact that one shouldn't make an interruption between the bracha of Gaal Yisrael before the Amidah and starting the Amidah, and we discussed the question of reciting Amen, responding Amen to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur. Somebody flagged up for me the fact that in many shuls, certainly in the Shivot, you often hear that when the Chazan gets to the final words before Kriyat Shema, HaBocher Bamo Yisrael Ba'ahava, you find that the whole Tzibur joins together with the Shliach Tzibur saying that line, and they don't respond Amen to the Bracha prior to Kriyat Shema. So is that correct practice? Is it necessary practice? What's the background to that? So the Shulchan Aruch in Orach Chaim, Simon Nun If Dalad, the Mechaber says that one shouldn't respond Amen to the Bracha before Shema because it's an interruption. But the Rama refers us to what he writes in Simon Samach Aleph, If Gimel, where he said that the Minhag is to respond Amen, and that's the correct practice. The Beit Yosef explains that this is actually a machloket in the Rishonim. The Mechaber is paskening like Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, who hold that the brachot of Kriyat Shema function as a birkat hamitzvah, as a bracha on the mitzvah of saying Shema. There's no bracha that we say on the mitzvah of saying Shema, even though saying Shema is a mitzvah, and therefore these brachot are essentially a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, and therefore one shouldn't interrupt between the bracha of Kriyat Shema, the bracha for Kriyat Shema, and fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, just like one doesn't interrupt between doing any other mitzvah and saying the bracha beforehand. So that's the view of Rabbeinu Yonah. However, the Rosh is of the opinion that this isn't a bracha on the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema at all. These are brachot. They're known as Birchot Kriyat Shema because they surround Kriyat Shema. They're said in the context of Kriyat Shema, but strictly speaking, they're not related to Kriyat Shema. One can say Kriyat Shema without them, and at least theoretically, if one said Kriyat Shema already earlier, then one could say these brachot without saying Kriyat Shema as well. Our minhag is that we always say Kriyat Shema with them for various reasons, but strictly speaking, that wouldn't be necessary, and therefore, it's not an interruption between the bracha of the mitzvah and Kriyat Shema, because it's not a bracha on the mitzvah. The Mechaber is paskening like Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Rama is paskening like the Rosh. The Mishnah Brura says that the all the Achronim agree with what the Rama says, and that one should say, or it's correct to say, Amen to the Bracha of HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael Bi'ahava. Nechara, that is the view of the Ashkenazi Achronim. Sfardi Achronim support the position of the Mechaber that one shouldn't respond Amen. The Mishnah Brura, though, adds that it's good practice to try and finish the bracha together with the Shliach Tzibur, because that way you cover all your bases. That way, if it's you're supposed to say Amen, well, you wouldn't say Amen because you finished B'Shaveim Hashatz together with the Shliach Tzibur, and it would be like saying Amen to your own bracha. And if you are supposed to say Amen, then you've dealt with it as well. So that's what the Mishnah Brura recommends. It seems to be that he's suggesting that on halachic grounds, that because we've got a machloket in the Rishonim, that one should follow that practice. In the Shaar HaTzion, he refers us to the Eliyarabah and the Sha'arei Tshuva, who both make this suggestion. But if you look in the Eliyarabah and the Sha'arei Tshuva, they actually indicate that it's for a different reason. They indicate that it's based on the Shla, and the Shla wants the line of Shema Yisrael to be sandwiched between the end of the bracha, HaBocher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ahava, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Jewish people, and the first line following the Pasuk of Shema, Va'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha, that you shall love Hashem your God. So the notion of Shema is being dependent on the love of Am Yisrael for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Am Yisrael, and that's why you don't want there to be any hefsek there. In any event, it seems to be that from a halachic perspective, it's only the Mishnah Brura who raises this new suggestion that one should say the bracha together with the Shliach Tzibur. But most of the Achronim endorsed the ruling of the Rama to say Amen to it, because the comments of the Rosh are very compelling that this is not a bracha on Birchat Kriyat Shema itself, but it's just an independent bracha which is said together with Kriyat Shema. I do remember in yeshiva that Moriv Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein Zichron Oliv Racha, he always responded Amen to this bracha. It's an interesting phenomenon that different types of tzibor have different practices. I know in our own shul, certainly pre-pandemic, when we were packed on a Friday night, the whole shul, almost the whole shul together with the Shliach Tzibur would say the bracha just before Kriyat Shema, whereas on Shabbat morning it was more of an Amen that one heard than rather than everybody saying it along with the Chazan. Ad Kan.